Do you need help protecting your finances as you enter retirement? David Dickens of KC Financial Advisors has got you covered. Welcome to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast.
Welcome to another edition of the Cover Your Assets KC podcast. I'm Walter Storholt with you once again alongside David Dickens, the president and wealth advisor at KC Financial Advisors, serving you in Kansas City with that office in Overland Park. You can check us out online, listen to past episodes of the podcast, and more at coveryourassetskc.com. That's coveryourassetskc.com. David, thanks for joining us this week. How you been, sir?
Really, really well, Walter. How about you?
Glad to hear that. I'm well and looking forward to our conversation today because we're talking about problem solving when it comes to financial planning. You know, David, and you can disagree with me if you don't think I'm right here, but I would say that most people think that a financial advisor's primary job is just like picking investments. You think financial advisor, you think kind of, okay, picking stocks. Without just the everyday person, is that kind of what they think?
Yeah, I would very much agree with that. In fact, a lot of people in an initial appointment, they oftentimes say, oh, I've never had a financial advisor, and they really don't know what to expect.
Oh, that's big. So we'll cover that on today's show, too, some of those expectations you can be aware of. But I think a lot of people just don't realize that the investment side is really just a small part of this whole financial advising thing, and that the reality is the primary job of a financial advisor is to, and I know it may sound vague, but it's to solve problems. And I want to look at some of the solutions that have happened over the years where financial planning became less about picking investments and more about solving problems. And I'm hoping you can share with us some examples of cases you've seen where these things have happened, David. Let's start off with one example where you've seen somebody who had a tax-related problem and how you helped them solve it.
Okay. Well, so our listening audience might know that our firm does. We actually do taxes for our clients. We do investments, we do estate planning, and we do taxes. So I actually have quite a few of these examples. One that comes to mind, though, was more of a tax-related opportunity. So when I've been working with this client for a year or two, and this opportunity came up, and it was absolutely not what he was expecting from his financial advisor. But this gentleman is in his early 60s, and his tax bracket in the last tax cut that, of course, we all know is temporary, his bracket went from 15% to 12%. He's currently working. But when I did a projection of what his tax bracket was going to be when he turns 70 and a half, in other words, when he starts having required minimum distributions, well, he was guaranteed to be in the 25 and then subsequently the 28% tax bracket forever. In other words, he had a pretty big 401k that he had been amassing over the years. And once he was required to take money out of that, starting at 70 and a half, his tax bracket was going to be permanently high. He's got two Social Securities, he and his wife. Each of them had a pension, and then his required distributions. So what we did was we crafted a plan where he could begin sequentially doing Roth conversions. And that's probably an entire podcast in and of itself. But we were taking money out of his IRA and putting it into a Roth and paying the tax now because his tax bracket is low now and it's virtually guaranteed to be higher when he turns 70 and a half. So all we were doing was paying taxes for him when they were on sale. And that's today through his 70th birthday. It was really a pretty cool way for him to visualize, okay, I can take some steps now over the next 7 or 8 years to build a pot of tax-free money instead of having all that 401k money tied up with a partner attached to it, and that partner is the IRS. So it's a cool plan. We're in the middle of doing it for him, and it's going to work out really well for him once he gets into his early 70s.
Love hearing stories like that, David, because it's so interesting to see how people, when they have a, you know, a problem that they come to you with, and I bet a lot of folks kind of have that, not to be overdramatic here, but, you know, sort of a hopeless feeling, especially when you're dealing with something kind of, I don't know, as daunting as dealing with taxes, right? I mean, the tax code is over all of our heads, it seems. And so you come with this problem, to be able to find solutions is just a nice feeling, and I'm sure that they appreciated that.
They did. And you know that tax code, it's like 40,000 pages and millions of words. And we keep talking about simplifying it, but all we do is making it more and more complex. So it was really fun to be able to bring a solution to him that was actually an opportunity that was created by the tax code instead of a problem.
I'm sure a lot of people also are having tax-related questions now with the new Trump tax law and rates and the different moving parts that are involved now with the tax code just from recent changes. So it's an ever-changing problem. I don't think the tax-related problems are going to go away anytime soon.
True. And so that's one of the things that we can do. He didn't really anticipate having an advisor would help him with that. He, like you opened up the podcast, he was thinking about investment advice. But this ended up being, I think what's going to turn out is some really good tax advice that he gets to benefit from by having someone who focuses on that all the time.
All right, David, give me another good story. Let's talk about somebody who maybe lost a spouse much earlier than they'd planned. One can just imagine the amount of problems that creates with a financial plan, and this is certainly far away from just thinking about what kinds of investments you need to have in your financial situation.
Yeah, I think a good story I can relate there is actually pretty recent at my practice. We had a husband who I actually never met, who was 64, and his wife, 60. She got referred into me because he died pretty much unexpectedly. You know, they had had 6 or 9 months to prepare. But the reason that sticks out in my mind was they're both employed, but he was by far the primary earner. And he was also by far the primary financial person, the planner, the tax preparer. And so he kept telling her, you're going to be fine, you're going to be fine. But she didn't really have an understanding of how their finances were knitted together. So what we did, a couple of steps that we took, we immediately took an inventory of all that she had, investment and asset wise. We helped her collect proceeds from life insurance policies. We rolled over his 401k into an IRA in her name. And we reviewed her estate planning documents, which, of course, they used to be fit for a couple. And now we needed to make sure that they were fit for a single individual. We did a Social Security claiming strategy. So those were all things that she kind of sort of knew she needed, but she couldn't enumerate what they were or how to go about getting them done. And then I think the best thing we did for her after we got all those things straight was we put her into our retirement planning software and we helped her see her financial picture from age 60 to age 100. And what that did for her was it gave her the confidence that she was going to be able to maintain her lifestyle, travel to see her grandkids, work until she decided that she wanted to stop instead of working because she needed to. It was awesome to be able to give somebody the confidence in their financial future, in their financial picture, when it's really not something they've been paying attention to for years. Luckily for her, the other half of her marriage had been. He'd been really focused on it. He'd done a terrific job. And what we really did was help paint a picture for her and organize those things such that she can go forward with a high level of confidence, even though she now finds herself suddenly single.
I really keyed in on the word there. The plan took her to year 100.
Yes, and she and I are both confident that she's not going to live to 100. But if she does, she's going to have a significant amount of money left over at that time. And so, Walter, when we do plans, we kind of like, even though life expectancy for a 65-year-old is somewhere between 84 and 86, depending on your gender, you'd kind of like to know that if you happen to make it into your 90s, that your assets were going to be there for you as well. And so that's why we plan out to 100. Some clients don't make it financially to 100. Their assets don't last that long. But in this case, this woman had a significant amount of assets such that they would carry her to 100 just in case she lives that long.
That's very helpful to be able to have that kind of flexibility in a plan. Another really good example about how real financial advising is about solving problems. All right, let's just take time for one more example here, David. And I want to ask you about somebody who maybe a lot of folks can relate to this, somebody who hated their job and wanted to retire as soon as possible. You and I don't fit into that category, but I'm sure at one point in time during our lives, we can identify with that, right?
Yeah. And so I'm thinking, the reason I laughed is a funny story that came up in just the last 3 months with a client I've been working with for quite some time. She's in the pharmaceutical business. She's 62 and divorced, and she's been a really good saver all of her working life. And she had a boss change. Job was the same, but she had a boss change. And it didn't take her very long to realize she hated it.
Uh-oh.
And she called me in a bit of a panic, wanted to meet and go over her plan. She just wanted to know if she could quit. And so we went through her plan. We made a couple of tweaks to it. And what we found out, I was confident because I know the system really well and I knew her situation really well. But the output from the system demonstrated to her clearly she could quit anytime she wanted and she would be fine, again, up to age 100. And what it did for her was to have that plan. She already had the plan in place, but to refresh it with a little bit of a twist that she might want to quit right away. She just felt totally empowered at work with a boss she doesn't like. And we actually got together a couple of weeks ago, and what she's now decided to do is work all the way through 2019, when a couple of 3-4 months ago, she couldn't wait to quit at the end of 2018. And I think it was just having that feeling of empowerment that it was on her terms when she was going to leave, because she knew she had a good plan in place.
Interesting. I didn't see that being kind of the finish to that story. I thought it was going to be a, yeah, she stomped out the door the next day kind of thing. But yeah, sometimes our circumstances can change just because of our mindsets, I suppose.
Exactly. You get that little attitude shift where you realize, wait a minute, I'm in control here because of all the good things I've done for myself over my working years. I put myself in a place where it's really my choice, not theirs.
Well, I know this just scratches the surface, David, of the different types of problems that you solve in the office each and every day there at KC Financial Advisors. Tell us a little bit about how your process digs into not only the examples we've talked about on the show, but all the different other facets and areas where there's problems that need solving in a financial plan.
Well, so our process has a lot to do with figuring out where someone is financially and then having them paint a picture of where they're trying to go. And we have enough real-life examples through our existing clients that most times we think of things, obstacles or opportunities, that this prospective client wouldn't even think about. So as long as someone can paint a realistic picture of what they want, it's relatively easy for us to work through the financial aspects to figure out whether we can get them there or whether they have more work to do. But the exciting piece is, you know, it's kind of, Walter, like putting together a jigsaw puzzle. Once you see the box cover, well, then it's a lot easier to put the puzzle together. If you've never seen the picture, well, you don't even stand a chance of putting the puzzle together. So what we really do for people is have them show us what the box cover looks like, and then we put the puzzle together for them.
I like that. That's a very well way to end it. If you need help putting together your financial puzzle, it's very easy to get in touch with David Dickens and the team at KC Financial Advisors. You can dial the office up at 913-317-1414. That's 913-317-1414. Or always online at coveryourassetskc.com. That's coveryourassetskc.com. David, as always, thanks for the help on today's program, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Yeah, I look forward to it, Walter.
Lots of fun as always. That's David Dickens, the president and wealth advisor of KC Financial Advisors. Thanks so much for taking the time to tune in, and we'll talk to you again on the next episode. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and KC Financial Advisors are independent of each other.